That disappearance is a mystery that's kept scientists looking ever since. On a hill overlooking the Fenton River Valley, John Cooley gestures to a horizon blanketed with trees. It's a pretty image, undercut just a bit by the stink under our feet.
Boy, they've been fertilizing up here. Yeah. Woo, boy!
Cooley is on the teaching faculty at UConn. He says that in that valley nearly 70 years ago, two scientists observed and collected specimens from a group of periodical cicadas called Brood 11, plunked in the northern reaches of habitable cicada territory.
They went up looking for Brood 11 in 1954 and collected it. And that's the last time it's been seen.
Cooley says cicadas are important indicators of forest health, playing a key role in nutrient cycling as they feed underground on roots before emerging to lay eggs and die. Except here, that emergence suddenly stopped, and no one is really sure why.
You would think this is perfect periodical cicada habitat. There's no shortage of forest here.
So every 17-year cycle since 1954, scientists have come back here looking for Brood 11. And today, that's what Cooley is taking me to go do. We hop in our cars and drive into the valley. A few minutes later, we're in a small neighborhood near the Ashford-Willington border. During Brood 11's last scheduled emergence in 2005, Cooley says he actually flyered mailboxes here, begging people to report cicada sightings.
And offered a $100 reward. People thought I was crazy, but I thought I'm not gonna be paying out. And nobody took us up on it.
Cooley says this is the unglamorous part of science, slogging down streets on a warm day to look for an insect that's almost certainly disappeared. As light breaks through the trees, he suddenly stops to listen.
Oh, look, here comes the sun. Now we listen. What do we hear? I don't hear any cicadas.
We find a forest edge that would be a prime spot for males to call. If there aren't a lot of cicadas, they can be hard to see and hear, but they can be enticed if you know their mating sounds. Cooley imitates the whistling call of a male and a female's clicking response. He's hoping to draw out a Brood 11 survivor.
I don't hear a lot. But I don't hear any cicadas right here.
We walk the neighborhood for about 90 minutes, calling, looking, listening, but finding nothing. Cooley says when scientists came out here in 1954, they couldn't have imagined that would be the last time these cicadas would be seen.
And so they came out here one day and collected a bunch of cicadas and probably didn't think too much about it. And in retrospect, that's turned out to be really important.
But he says that's the point of science. Gather data and be prepared for surprises.
We do it because wouldn't it be something if we did hear a cicada? You need to go back and keep looking and getting more information. Maybe they are in a pocket somewhere up that valley. We keep looking.
So he'll go back to his lab, write down that he observed no cicadas, and in 17 years, Cooley says he hopes to be back again, calling, looking, and listening to see if he still finds nothing. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill.